Good Friday morning to you. Chad Moyer with you. It's time for our weekly market update with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. And Roy, it must have been a pretty decent week for you. I understand, even though it was wet to start the week, sounds like you wrapped up spring planting altogether, huh?
I very happily brought my tractor and planter home yesterday afternoon and parked them in the shed, and I'm hoping that they will be able to stay there. Yes, I was very happy to be finished and happy to say that the land I have, that it was underwater all summer 2 years ago, I got it all planted today. So it took a while, but it's there.
Now, how about you and your neighbors? Have you had much corn come up? If so, how does it look?
The corn that was planted in April looks really good. You know, there's a little bit of variation in the height depending on whether you started the 15th of April or the 30th of April. You know, I was pretty much finished up by the 30th, and I'd have to say that corn from a distance looks really good. I haven't actually walked out in it because I've been preoccupied getting the beans planted.
Now, let's switch our attention here to markets, and boy, if there's ever a week to talk about markets, sure feels like this week. There's just a lot of things that have happened over this last week, haven't they, Roy?
There's an awful lot going on right now. You know, we've known for a long time that the basis has been extremely good for corn and soybeans both. We've also known that it's been an inverted market with nearby higher than the deferreds on the futures months and also on cash bids. We knew sometime that was going to end. We didn't know when, and it appears now that change might be coming in the soybean market, because the local buyer here and also one of the processors that changed their bid from July futures to August futures, which is a little unusual for this time of year. Usually you see that happen a couple weeks before the expiration of the futures contract, but they did it a little earlier this year, and as a result, it's almost a mathematical game to try to figure out who's got the highest bid and how much it's higher than the competitors and so forth.
Any speculation on why a processor might, you know, this far out start rolling into the next contract?
I guess the thing that I would look at is that they're probably getting enough cash beans for the present time, because up until this week, we've had a real premium, sometimes a substantial premium for beans to be delivered immediately or within the next week, and all at once now they've taken that premium away, and you have till the end of June to deliver on the price that's quoted today. So, you know, that says maybe they don't want the beans right away as much as they thought they did.
Now, something that has not happened, we have not seen that happen in corn yet, have we?
No, we haven't. The corn bid that I look at is good for June and July, and then it tapers off a little bit in August, but basically you've got the same price for corn for delivery this month or next month or July.
Now, when all this is taking place, it becomes ultra important, like you were kind of alluding to there, to keep an eye on the basis, because that has been fluctuating as well, hasn't it?
Basis has just been all over the board, and up until this last couple of days, it's been pretty much higher, the only direction it would go, but now we find out that there's two directions to that market, just like there is to anything else.
How much does all of this truly mean to us? I mean, you know, I get the impression there isn't a whole lot of corn and beans out there left, are there?
Well, I have the same impression, but the other thing I guess I'd say is that you raise the crop to sell, and you don't want to store it into this fall, so you need to be looking at the prices. For instance, yesterday I sold another increment of cash corn. We had the cash market in Cass County here over $7 yesterday, and that was my target. And about a week ago, I unloaded my last very small increment of cash beans for around 1470, and there, a couple of days that looked like a big mistake, and then yesterday it looks like it wasn't such a smart, bad thing to do after all.
Yeah. Has this affected our new crop strategy at this point, Roy?
You know, we've seen a little strength in the new crop, especially soybeans, and so you want to be watching those new crop bids because, you know, we still have a growing season, and we still have a harvest coming up this fall, and sooner or later you're going to want to make some sales, and we just haven't had much opportunity yet, but if we could see a couple weeks of rally in this market for old crop, I'd say take a look at maybe selling the first increment of the new crop as well.
For folks that would like more information from you, Roy, how can they get it?
Roy@SoyRoy.com is my email address. SoyRoy.com, my website.
All right. I appreciate the information and the discussion. Thanks much. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
I'll look forward to it.
That's Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we talk markets every Friday morning right here on 840 KTIC. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.